This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A case of the mumps has been confirmed in Clark County. Monday afternoon, the Clark County Health Department said that they were notified about the case of the contagious disease. Mumps is caused by the mumps virus and can easily spread from person to person. It causes the glands in and around your mouth that produce saliva to swell. The swelling can lead to painful and puffy cheeks and swelling in the jaw and under the ears. The health department says that in severe cases, there can be swelling in testicles, ovaries, pancreas, brain, and your spinal cord. Hearing loss is possible as well. The disease can spread 2 days before symptoms start and up to 5 days after. Some people may not show symptoms at all, but can still spread the disease. And it spreads through direct contact of droplets in the air. So by talking, coughing, sneezing, or sharing items with their saliva. Symptoms usually start with a fever, headaches, muscle aches, tiredness, and loss of appetite. A few days after is when the swelling might begin. Health experts say the best way to prevent mumps is to receive the MMR vaccine before exposure happens. And the Marshfield Clinic has completed its merger with the largest rural health system in the U.S., Sanford Health. However, the Marshfield Clinic brand will stay at Wisconsin locations, but Sanford Health will serve as a sister clinic. The two systems are expanding their care and making it affordable for their patients. In all, the two will cover 7 states with 56,000 employees, 46 hospitals, and 4,500 providers to cover their now 425,000 members. And a fisherman who was on a UTV fell through the ice on Monday in Marquette County. First responders tried to revive the person, but they were pronounced dead. And the person's identity is being withheld pending notification of the family. This happened on Lawrence Lake in Westfield Township at about 10 a.m. The sheriff said the incident remains under investigation. Americans won't have to worry about unpaid medical bills damaging their credit reports and scores for much longer. The Biden administration is finalizing a rule today that will end the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports and ban lenders from using certain medical information in loan decisions. The rule will remove an estimated $49 billion in medical bills from the credit reports of about 15 million people. The Bureau's director said people who get sick shouldn't have their financial future appended. The measure, which was proposed last June, takes effect 60 days after it is published in the Federal Register. Those with medical debt on their credit reports could receive a 20-point boost in their credit score. This is also expected to lead to the approval of about 22,000 additional mortgages every year. And advocates are hoping that the new legislature addresses gun safety in Wisconsin, especially after the Abundant Life shooting. While Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has called for a holistic approach, gun violence prevention advocates say prevention starts with stronger gun laws. Lindsay Nichols with the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence says the state could require universal background checks for gun purchases or raise the age for gun possession.
We know that some of these shooters are young people themselves. And there are plenty of policies, for example, to keep guns out of the hands of youth. These are laws that some states have passed and some haven't. So we need action from our lawmakers to prevent and protect our kids.
Many states have red flag laws where families, victims, or authorities can go to court for what's essentially like an emergency restraining order, where a judge can order someone to temporarily give up their firearms. A red flag law was invoked in California after authorities found a man who said he had been communicating with the Abundant Life shooter and planning tandem attacks. Wisconsin also doesn't have any laws that require guns to be stored in a certain way. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors. 128-104, Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. I got to tell you, he set a tone, started the game with his passing. That, you know, it's funny, we're talking about how well, he passed. But I thought that just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy, and, you know, the mindset that you have going into the next week. So, you know, we got to just fix the mindset. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Golden Globes are in the books. The show honors the best of both TV and film from around the world. Nikki Glaser was the night's MC and got mostly favorable reviews and good laughs, like when she told Timothy Chalamet she loves his eyelashes on his upper lip. Some of the award winners include Jeremy Allen White, who won Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for The Bear for the second year in a row. Jean Smart took home the prize in the same category for Best Actress in Hacks. When it comes to film, the big winners were The Brutalist and Emilia Perez. Zoe Saldana nabbed the Best Supporting Actress for her role in Perez, and Adrian Brody was named Best Actor for The Brutalist. Demi Moore won Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy in The Substance, and it was Sebastian Stan who won Best Actor in the same category for his role in A Different Man. Award season is officially underway. Actor Craig T. Nelson belted out the national anthem before the Bears-Packers game on Sunday. The actor stars in Green and Gold, a film about a farmer who bets on the Green Bay Packers to save his Wisconsin farm, part of which was shot in Door County. The 80-year-old actor complimented the Packer fan base and called the opportunity of standing near the Packers logo at Lambeau Field an absolute thrill. Green and Gold hits theaters January 31st. Frontmen don't do humble, but today I was. Those are the words of U2 lead singer Bono, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from President Joe Biden last weekend. Other recipients of the award went to Hillary Clinton, Irvin Magic Johnson, Bill Nye the Science Guy, Michael J. Fox, and conservationist Jane Goodall. Bono is the winner of 22 Grammy Awards in his career. The White House said he was selected for the Medal of Freedom due to his tireless work against HIV and poverty. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over 8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around this morning, some sunshine for the afternoon, and a high in the low 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 5 above. And a mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday, high upper teens. Sun to start Thursday, then increasing clouds, maybe some flurries late. Highs in the mid-20s. Currently, it's 6.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.